Passage of the federal transportation bill in Congress last week includes some good news for central New York as it gets ready to rebuild a major transportation artery through the city of Syracuse. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The legislation is the first long-term highway bill passed by Congress in over a decade. It'll provide the funds for fixing roads and bridges and for the upkeep of mass transit. For Syracuse area Representative John Katko, one of the high points, though, is the designation of Interstate 81 as a high-priority corridor.
It means that it's going to go to the top of the heap for funding purposes, and it's going to go to the top of the heap during the environmental impact review period. And so it might be a little more expedited process.
This comes as the state and federal government continue the process of figuring out what should happen to the aging Interstate 81 viaduct that snakes through downtown Syracuse. It'll soon reach the end of its lifespan, and the state's considering several options, including reconstruction of the viaduct through the city, creating a street-level boulevard, as well as a depressed highway tunnel option. Katko says the new federal designation could move things along.
It's going to be probably 2017 before the designs are ready, and sometime late 2017 or 2018 before the shovels start going in the ground. But I think that was before this bill passed, so it may be maybe even a quicker time frame than that.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.